This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. Spring usually kicks off a busy season for the Birmingham Zoo, but not this year. Like many attractions across the nation, the zoo is closed due to the coronavirus pandemic. WBHM's Janae Pierre reports day-to-day operations are the same with the animals, but the humans at the zoo are worried about money.
It's a beautiful day at the Birmingham Zoo. The goats just finished their morning walk, the lizards are sunbathing, and the birds are chirping.
So the lorikeets you can hear are making a ton of noise, and they're actually one of our exhibits that normally we let people go inside and they get to feed them.
That's Holly Coulihan. She's the vice president of Living Collections and one of about 60 people spread across the zoo caring for the animals. She says the lorikeets miss interacting with visitors, but other than that, not much is different.
The animals still need to eat. They still need, their medicine and all of those things. And so it's actually sort of what I'm here. It almost feels like the world is a little bit more normal, except that it's really quiet because we don't have any people here.
Normally, hundreds of thousands of people visit the zoo each year. Right now, it's closed until further notice. President and CEO Chris Pfefferkorn says, like other nonprofits, the coronavirus is having a major impact on their revenue.
We're having losses on all fronts. We had a spring break camp scheduled to bring a lot of kids into the zoo, and so we missed an educational opportunity there. We're, of course, missing revenue by our visitors. Our gift shop is closed, our restaurants, and just people visiting the zoo is affecting our revenue.
Pfefferkorn says it costs about $30,000 a day to operate with reduced staffing and building shutdowns. He says the government stimulus helped stretch their dollars, and fortunately, they haven't had to lay off anyone. They did have to hold off on hiring seasonal workers for the spring and summer months. But no matter what, Pfefferkorn says the animals will be taken care of because that's their number one priority. Their second is to educate the community about the value of wildlife and wild places. He says with the help of social media, they're able to keep the public informed while families shelter in place.
So our education department, because we didn't have spring break camp, have created a daily virtual spring break camp. Using videos throughout the zoo and the educational messages they wanted to get across, we're now advertising and showing those daily to the public.
Pfefferkorn says he hopes this won't be the new normal for much longer. But Coulihan, the VP of Living Collections, says the animals aren't fazed by the quarantine as much as humans are.
I think we're struggling more with like having this downtime of nothing to do, but I feel like most of the time animals take advantage of that. If it's quiet and there's nothing going on, they have a plan. They're going to rest, they're going to take a nap, they're going to interact with somebody or find something to eat.
Coulihan says animals tend to be sensitive to changes in routine, so it's important things remain as normal as possible for them, even though they're anything but normal for mankind. Janae Pierre, WBHM.